علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on a few sermons, like we will be shifting our focus from sermon to sermon based on the requirements and needs of our discussion. Mostly sermon number 16, sermon number 83 and others, where the discussion of the requirements of a manager, what makes a good manager and things like that are present. At the moment, we are focusing on a very important topic, and we want to work on this topic called taqwa. Taqwa, basically translated as piety, is one of the very key elements of a good manager, someone who wants to manage the affairs of a community or the affairs of a group, of a society, of any particular institute, however small, requires this very, very essential quality of taqwa. Inshallah, we shall discuss more about it in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about the topic of a guide to managers, wherein we said one of the key elements for a manager to be successful in his affairs is that he needs the quality of taqwa, or the quality of piety. Now, mostly when we talk about piety, people might have some some misconceptions or sometimes some stereotypes in their minds with regards to what it means and what it is. And when it comes to trying to identify who a pious person is, there are certain criteria that people may have in their minds and in their interactions with people. So sometimes people, they judge the piety of a person from their physical appearance. For example, if they wear a certain garb or if they carry a certain posture, or if they have certain, certain material of worship in their hands, like a rosary or a Quran or things like that, then that would be a reason to say a person is piety, a person has piety or is pious. These are basically, you can say, could be factors or could be, you can say, results of a pious individual, but are not necessarily the results of piety. Piety is more, profound than to be judged by these apparent issues. And a person should be able to penetrate from this apparent and try to understand the reality of a person, not through just these apparent things, but through things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, mainly which is to be adherent to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah wants. That is what actually makes the essence of a pious person, and not just these apparent issues that I mentioned. Yes, these apparent issues are very important, but they are not a necessary aspect of piety. These are, you can say, are not sufficient. They are important and they need to be there, but they are not they are not sufficient. You need other important aspects to fill up this idea of piety and being pious.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, so what actually is piety? Inshallah, this is something that needs to be unraveled slowly. But I'll try to quickly summarize it with some examples. See, when scholars talk about piety, they interpret it, or they translate it, or they explain it this way. They say that taqwa is a state which a human being has or achieves, and the signs of this state is that a person is aware about his actions, his interactions, and the direction of his works. He's aware of that. And this awareness is a result of the state that a person has. That means a person is quite, alert about the things that he does and the things that he decides and the directions that he takes with regards to his actions. This is the meaning of taqwa. This is generally what they say is taqwa. So, a pious person is one who is aware of his actions, who is alert about the things he does and the way he interacts, and he's also very, very careful about the direction the intentions, let's say, that are behind the types of actions he's doing. This is something, that means he's not oblivious of what is going on within himself and what he's exuding in terms of the actions and the interactions that he performs. This is a very important part of taqwa, and this is actually what we say is taqwa and piety. If a person has this, then you can say that he is a pious individual. Of course, there are levels that we shall discuss about in the coming sessions, inshallah. And of course, we are extremely lucky to have role models that have reached the highest levels of taqwa. And one of those great personalities is a woman, in fact, which shows the vastness and greatness of Islam in the amount of respect and honor it gives to a woman. That a woman can reach the very pinnacles of perfection and taqwa, just like Bibi Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam achieved that in her lifetime, in a very short lifespan that she had. And as we are experiencing the days of Fatimiyya, we send our condolences to the 12th Holy Imam and to all of the believers and Muslims around the world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه